Oh, hi, Amaji.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, is this better?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good. Okay, excellent. So what I was saying is because you're a brand new business, you need the Platinum Package. That's the one that will take you from, you know, a new business with no internet presence to having the most dominant internet presence locally and to get your phone ringing with new clients. Okay, so what it will include is the first page placement on Google, your first page placement on Bing. We would program you into some of the popular directories that are in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. So that's a different search result altogether, meaning that once we program Revive Detailing into the mobile platform, now you'll become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay? Now, what Google allows us to do also is bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's actually really cool how it works. You know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook news feed, there's an ad for that popping up?
Yes, ma'am.
Right? So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, that then next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there will be an ad for Revive Mobile Detailing coming up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see which new clients came from Google, which new clients came from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip codes they're coming from. That way, everything is very transparent. Okay? So what I can do, since you are referred to us by one of our clients and because you're a brand new startup business, is I can put you into the new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it'll set everything all the way down to just a flat rate month to month of $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. Now, being that it's 2024 and you're absolutely going to need a website anyway, I also am going to try to help you out and get the site. We sell Google compliant sites here for an extra $400. But what I'm thinking is, you know, since you're referred to us and you're a brand new business, I can ask them if they would allow me to include the site for you at no additional cost, you know, kind of like as a gift from us to you. So if I did get the authorization to get everything going for just $398 out the door, including the site, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm excited for you, Amaji. I know that you're absolutely going to love this program because when a consumer does a search online, 87% will hire right off the first page of Google. So that means we're putting you where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, you know, where that high revenue is generated. So what I'm doing right now is I'm sending out the request to try to get the website included. And then while I wait on their response, I just want to verify your information. So what is your last name?
Stevens with a P-H-S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S.
Stevens with a P-H-S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S. Okay, excellent. And then if everything goes well, you want me to send the confirmation email to revivedetailing912@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and is this the phone number you would like to have displayed on Google?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, new excellent. Phone, new everything is different.
I love it. So this 8933, that's going to be the business line. Is there a personal line for internal purposes, or does everything go through this main number?
I keep all the phones on me, but you can add the personal line. It's
843-592-2860. Okay. And you receive text messages on that one too, right?
Yes, ma'am. All these are iPhones. I got all iPhones.
Oh, they're all, okay. So it's 843-592-2860. And that's the personal, but the 8933 number is the business line, right?
They all basically, I'm going to have them both of them on me at all times. So it's just,
I love it.
The phone because I have another business also, so I don't want to get the messages and emails and stuff mixed up.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
No, I totally get it. Yeah, that's why I wanted to ask you which one you prefer for the business, because you're going to try to keep them separate, you know? So,
yeah,
for the listing on Google, should I put Revive Mobile Detailing, or is it Inc. or LLC after that? How do you want the business displayed?
Just Revive Mobile Detailing.
I was
trying to do Revive Mobile Detailing for everything, but some of the stuff is already taken, so I can do 912, which is the area that I'm in. I can do Revive Mobile Detailing 912. So that's like the area code for the area.
Okay. But for the domain for the website, if revivemobiledetailing.com is available, we'll grab that one. If not, they'll tell you which options are available, okay?
Okay.
And then what is the business address?
I did a virtual address, but let me find that paper. Hold on.
I want to ask you, before you give me a virtual address, do you mean virtual address like at a mailboxes, et cetera, or UPS store type thing, or?
No, when I did the, when I set it up, they asked me that I wanted to do a virtual. So I have a main address and I have a virtual address.
Okay.
I was trying to get it changed back over to the main, you know?
Here's what I need, just so that you know. Google will verify you as a business before they publish you on Google. And part of that verification is they want to know that you're a trusted business in the community and protect you from a large corporation that tries to come into your backyard and steal clients, right? So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address. So sometimes what Google will do is send out a 5-digit PIN code to the address that you give us. And then when you get that PIN code back to us, now they trust you and they say, okay, this is a valid business and we can actually publish him. So if it is a P.O. box or a mailboxes, et cetera,
So I'm actually in the process of moving. I'm moving my new house on the 1st. So what I
That'll work.
I can give you the address.
Yeah, let's do that because it takes 5 to 10 business days anyway to get that PIN code out there if Google sends it. So you'll be in the new address by then anyway, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. And then if it's a home address, we'll hide it on the profile, but that way you'll have everything set up with the new address from the get-go. That will probably help you. So what is that address?
I gotta find it.
No problem.
Dang, what it is? I'm looking at my email.
Oh, no problem. Take your time.
Sorry, about my lease and everything. I got to find the paperwork. That's not it.
It's exciting. Everything's coming together for you in this new year, huh?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to
venture
off of something that's outside of trucking that's not so much overhead.
Oh, yes. That makes sense. With the mobile detailing, you can just, use your equipment and go out in the field, there's not as much overhead as if you had like a brick and mortar location, right?
Yeah, my trucking is.
Yeah, I get it. For sure.
Dang, where is this? Okay, I just want.
If for some reason you can't find it, what I can do is I'm going to create a client interview anyway for later today or tomorrow for my technician to call you and to go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website and getting you placed. And so if you can't find the address right now, as long as you can get it by that appointment time, you'd be good to go.
Okay, I think this is it. Yeah, I'll have it by that appointment time, though.
Okay, let's put the one that you think it is just so I don't leave it blank. But if something changes, you can let them know when the technician calls you, okay?
I think it's 22C Oak Drive.
22C Oak Drive, okay.
Oat.
Oh, oat. I said oak like a tree. Oat.
Oat. It's actually oat. OATS.
Okay, drive.
And it'll be, should be Port Woodruff, Georgia, 31407.
31407 and Georgia. I heard the port part. What was the second word?
Port Wentworth.
Wentworth.
W-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got it. Wentworth. Okay, so I put that in for now. If you find out when you get the lease that it's different, just no problem. Just let us know and we'll get it fixed for you, okay?
Okay.
And then, okay, here. It's Port Wentworth, right? Not Fort.
Port, P-O-R-T.
Okay, and then Georgia. And give me the zip code one more time because the address didn't stick.
31407. It's a brand new address. Like, they're just building up.
Oh, you're getting into new construction. That's cool. I love that. Did you get to pick everything out yourself or?
I'm just laying there.
I see.
Oh,
but it
sounds like I'm looking for a space with land. It's hard to find it right now. So I had to rent again.
Oh yeah, because if you get land, then you can get your own place, huh? And build it up for super cheap, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking to do.
Yeah, that's smart.
I was looking all year. We found one place, but. We were about to close on the deal. The dad came back and he didn't want to sell again. So, all the other places are small. Like, I found a place with like 4 acres. And when we were about to close on the deal, the dad, he backed out of it. So,
oh. Well, that's nice.
I came up with this, I had to rent again.
No, I was going to say, hold out until you find the right place for sure. Because if you could get 4 acres or more, that'll be so nice. Because then you have plenty of room, even after you build your house, to expand in the future if need be, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
That's awesome. Yeah, good for you. So I did get the approval for them to include the site. So when they call you later for the client interview, they'll be purchasing the domain for you and starting the site. Since you already have a business Facebook, they could pull content off of the business Facebook for the site. But if you have anything special that you would like on there, like a logo or before and after photos or anything like that, let them know and they'll upload it for you. If not, we could also use stock photos initially just to get it up and running, and then you could always add to it down the road, okay?
Okay. Do I send y'all the pictures and y'all add to it, or how does that work?
So, yeah, we would pull images right off the business Facebook, or you would send it to us through the client dashboard, which is where you would go in and see your results. And anything that you upload through the dashboard, it's automatically sent to our technicians and put on your website within 1 to 3 business days. And you're going to get a login for that dashboard in your client or in your welcome email. So it's just as easy as checking an email. You just use a username and password and you get in, and then you click on business info, and that's the page that you can upload content for us, okay?
Okay. Yeah, that's the address. It's 22 Field Drive.
Excellent. Drive. And then 31407. Okay, perfect. And then did you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Credit.
And is it your name on the card or the company name?
My name and the company name on the card.
Okay. And any middle name or initial for you, or is it just Amaji Stevens?
Amaji Stevens, that's it.
Okay. And then is the Sea Oaks Drive also the billing address? I'm thinking no, since it's the new address, right?
No, that's not the address.
Okay. So
I'm trying to find my card. Oh, I got it right here.
Okay. So before I put the card in, what's the billing address?
8686.
Okay.
Halifax. Not 86 twice. I said it twice. It's only once.
I was going to ask you that after. I was going to say put it as once, but I was going to verify if it was supposed to be there twice. So 86, and then what is it? Hammersack?
Halifax. H-A-L-I-F-A-X.
Oh, okay. Hallie Sachs. Okay, got it.
And, Road, and it'll be St. Helena, South Carolina.
St. Helena?
Yes, H-E-L-E-N-A.
Oh, Helena. Okay. South Carolina. Okay, and then the zip code, please?
29920.
Okay, and then the card number?
4037.
Okay.
6600.
Got it.
7452.
7452. Okay.
3382.
3382. Okay. Expiration?
0925.
925. And the code?
000.
Okay. So now what I'm going to do, Amaji, is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create that appointment for my technician to call you later for the client interview. And some of this voice recording is a little repetitive of everything I just asked you, so just kind of bear with me. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. Okay, so it says to ensure the
question. This is is it like a month-to-month thing with the payment, or how does that work?
Exactly. It's a month-to-month subscription. So since today's the 29th, your billing will always run on the 29th. If you ever wanted to cancel, all we ask is that you let us know within 3 business days of the 29th to prevent the next month's charge. Okay, yeah, but you're never going to cancel because you're absolutely going to love it, and no one cancels on profit. But I'm happy that you asked, and because that's going to be covered in this voice recording too, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so it says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Revive Mobile Detailing.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
I'm Andrew Stevens. I'm the CEO / owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Can you say that one again?
So it's just asking you, if you do anything else online for your business, let us know about it so we make sure it doesn't conflict with the programming that we're doing. Okay, so what it says is, in hiring Local/ as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? And again, that's just to make sure that it doesn't conflict with our programming, okay?
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. And then your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, April 29th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 29th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then later today, Amajay, when my technician calls you, that appointment will take about 20, maybe 30 minutes. What works best? Do you want to see if the first available is open closer to now, or do you want to push it out towards later this afternoon?
We can push it out to later this afternoon.
Okay. So I have for later a 2 o'clock, 4 or 5 open.
I'll say 5.
Five. Okay, excellent. So what I'm going to do right now is push out or block out the whole hour, I should say, from 5 to 6 o'clock Eastern. And that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 5:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. Okay. And then lastly, since I got you special pricing that is not available to the general public, and we got the website included also, I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature to ensure that that rate never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local/?
In the credentials for the dashboard, my username, password.
Oh, if it's asking you for the username and password, that means that your e-signature already went through. That username and password is going to be in the welcome email, so you'll get it right away. But I didn't want you to worry about any of that right now. My main thing is just getting your pricing locked in. But like you said, if you're seeing that, then that means that it already went through, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then lastly, you're going to get an email that says pictures needed for Google verification. There's about 7 suggestions on there. It'll say, you know, send over a business license or send over a registration. If you don't have that, they say, okay, then send over an invoice or a business card or a picture of your work vehicle with the tools. So you don't have to send all 7 items that are on that email, but just send over whatever you can, because that will help with the Google verification to make sure that it goes through smoothly, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, you know what? It's saying that the e-signature was not, it didn't go through on this end. So let me explain it to you one more time just to make sure. If you look at your personal phone, the one ending in 2860, that's the one that will get the text that says, thank you for choosing Local/.
I'm on top of it right now. I'm doing the e-signature.
Oh, you are. Okay, good. Yeah, there's those 2 little boxes that you have to check to show, one that you're authorized to, that you receive text messages. And then after those are checked, you just plug in your name and hit confirm signature. And once that goes through.
I did all that.
Oh, you did it. Okay. Okay. Then you're good to go. So welcome aboard, Amajay. I'm so happy that everything worked out for you. I know that this will be excellent for your business. So you're all good for now. And then my technician will be calling you around 5 o'clock today. Okay.
Okay. Thank
you. All right. Oh, you're very welcome. Have a really great rest of your week too.
All right, you too.
All right, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.